Pet owners struggling to put a roof over their head can breathe a sigh of relief when it comes to feeding their pets. The Ontario Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, SPCA, Orillia Animal Centre has two new programs, a food distribution program and positive packs, to make sure no one has to relinquish their pets due to the cost of animal food. We know that animals are family. We know that when people are in financial trouble, they will not eat in order to afford food for their animals, said Natalie Harris, Community Outreach Coordinator for the Centre at 467 West Street N. Through the food distribution program, the centre distributed 10,896 pounds of food, or 26,515 meals, across the Orillia area last year, said Harris. People are more able to afford food for themselves as a result, Harris explained. With us providing foods for the animals, it fills that gap, she said. Positive Packs is new. The initiative received a $2,500 grant at the end of 2024 from the Community Foundation of Orillia and Area. It's a partnership between the Orillia Animal Center and the Lighthouse Shelter in Orillia. This is to help us build durable packs for dogs living roughly with their owners, most likely through an encampment, Harris said. The packs include waterproof blankets, bowls, treats, and a leash. How we get that to them is through the Lighthouse Outreach Van. They will always now have pet food. Anybody that comes up to the outreach van, they will get scoops of dog food, as much as they need. That's the gap we haven't filled before, Harris said. Positive Packs is also running through SPCA centers in York Region and it's going well, said Harris. Our whole goal is to keep pets and animals together, she said. We've had people come and surrender their dogs because they can't afford food. It's heartbreaking. Two things happened that opened the gate for the Ontario SPCA to get involved in food distribution. In 2020, the Provincial Animal Welfare Services, PAWS, Act came into force, creating the first fully provincial government-based animal welfare enforcement system in Canada. Ontario now has the strongest penalties in Canada for people who violate animal welfare laws, according to the government in a 2020 statement. Prior to that, individual SPCAs, which receive no government funding, were looking after enforcement with municipal bylaw officers. When the province took over the enforcement side of things, it opened up the OSPCA to give them some more resources to reach communities. Distribution is one of our biggest things right now, said Harris. At the same time, need grew when COVID-19 hit. Many people lost their jobs, struggled financially, and some had to surrender their pets, Harris explained. Through the distribution program, animal food is now available at the Sharing Place Food Center and the Salvation Army in Orillia and the Barrie Food Bank. Harris said a community food web has been created. When one donation drop-off center such as the Orillia Animal Center gets a lot of something, it is shared with animal sanctuaries and other SPCA centers. The 12 SPCA centers across the province have embarked on one of their largest fundraisers of the year, Cupcake Day, on February 24. This is the 13th year for the event. We survive by our donations and fundraisers and third-party fundraisers, said Harris. Last year, the event raised $149,000, and the goal this year is $150,000. Individuals can host their own fundraisers. Cupcakes and crocheted cupcakes are available at the animal centers and there are community events. Zur's Cupcake Days in Orillia will be February 15 and 16 from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Crocheted cupcakes are new this year and cost $10. There are also extra large ones for $25, and all the money goes to animal care in the shelters. There will be a grand prize draw at the Orillia Animal Center on February 14. In 2024, the 12 SPCA centers in the province adopted out 5,700 animals. In Orillia, 474 animals were adopted. The goal for this year is 6,000 adoptions. More information about food distribution is available by emailing Harris at nharris@ontariospca.ca.